Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio at beunique.org. We have fun and give away a different free gift each week. All you have to do to get the goodies and join in the fun is call us now at 1-516-418-5651. You can also join the show and get chances to win by sending us an email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Gene.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. Did you have a good Thanksgiving yesterday?
Oh, I did. I had the best lasagna I've ever had made in my life.
Where did that come from?
Well, the whole idea was that I was going to make lasagna, and my sister said, well, don't have to boil the noodles. And I looked, and people don't do that anymore. And I put it together, and it was the best noodles. It wasn't runny and wet. It was excellent.
Wow.
So how was yours? You had more
It was good. I was on the road. I went to Jacksonville. So I was with both of my sons and my grandson and my daughter-in-law. And we had a very nice meal. I never played this game before. We played a game called Catchphrase. And there's a little device you hold about the size of a game controller or a bread plate, I guess, maybe for the older people.
Mm-hmm.
It's electronic. I guess it runs on batteries. And you can choose a category. It's kind of like trivia, but not. So, and you trade it. You give it from person to person to person. You just go around the room giving it to whoever is next. So you press the button, and this phrase comes up, and then you hear this tick, tick, tick timer going off. And then as it's closer to time, it goes tick, 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 tick. So you know you've got to hurry up with an answer. So
okay.
It's kind of like Jeopardy in reverse, because they give the phrase might be big business,
right?
So the person giving the hint has to come up with a clue, and I remember that was one of mine yesterday. You have to come up with a clue. So I said, I said it's the opposite of Uncle Matt, because he's the biggest person in the family. So they said, mm-hmm. Zachary. No, it's the opposite of small. You can't use the word, but you can use any other word to get to, and you can even use synonyms.
They
came up with big, easy, but business was hard. I said, I actually own one, and it's a nonprofit one. And they said, magazine, organization, group, volunteer place. They came up with everything but the word business. So I ended up coming up with, if you go to a strip mall, there are a lot of these side by side.
Mm-hmm.
They came, and this is all very, very fast going on. They came up with things like stores, places you buy stuff, restaurants, Chinese restaurants. Finally,
wow.
I said, what are those called? You know, each one. So finally, at the last second, they came up with big business. So it was a lot of fun. It was kind of bonding.
Sure.
And
well, certainly a lesson in perspective.
Yes, yes.
Definitely.
So we actually spent more time on the road getting to and from Jacksonville than we did there. We were there for 4 hours. We had a total of almost 9 hours on the road. It was worth every minute.
Quick trip. My goodness, yes.
And now my husband is not like you. When we do a road trip, and you know, you and Jennifer and I, when we went together, and when it's just you and me on a road trip, we're either listening to music, singing along to it, or having a conversation. My husband drives. That's all he does. Now, he does listen to music, but he does not like to be distracted. He's very, very, very safety conscious.
Concentrating
so
on his
he
tap.
Doesn't want any distraction. I'm like, that's all right. I can drive and talk at the same time.
Well, but I mean, I'll tell you, it's nice if he, you know, if he chooses that over just talking. You know, I've known people that just talk and don't concentrate on the right.
Yeah, and if you ever catch me doing that, Gene,
well,
remind me. Just tell me, Mary.
I definitely will. But
no, keep your eyes on the road, old lady.
I have faith in your driving. I do. That's one of the things. That's one
Thank
of my,
you. I appreciate
that's one
that.
Of my pet peeves for me is driving. I don't like driving. If I could never drive again, unless it was just something fun out in the middle away from everybody else, then I would never drive.
You will drive all over the place in the Be Unique Mobile.
Because I have a motivation, because I love Be Unique, and it's what I want to do for the rest of my life is be unique. Go and do things. Okay, so if I got to drive, I'll do it. I'd rather find a driver and let them drive. But, you know.
Well, there you go. That's the next thing you need. You need to manifest a driver for this sponsored Be Unique Mobile.
Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm throwing
really
the idea
strong
out there
Wi-Fi.
Every chance I get. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Well, you know, I think it can be done.
I know it can be done. I've seen stranger things come through.
Yeah. I mean, who'd have thunk we could have a really fun, exciting, successful, growing radio show, only spending 15 minutes just talking about whatever we do whenever we're taking a break.
Yeah. Huh? And by the way, today marks the 1 year anniversary of this Be Unique Radio, not the Take a Break show, but Be Unique Radio started on this channel 1 year ago, the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
Now, I will say this. We did have another platform. We were tailgating on Yvonne Mason Sewell's Off the Chain radio show. But a year ago, the board said, it's time for this little bird to fly on her own. And they said, here, Mary, go. This is yours.
Nice.
This is what you're going to do. So
nice.
That's one of the things that I do. And we are talking about pet. Huh?
I'm glad you did it.
I'm delighted. And I can't wait. You know, in January, we're launching another podcast called Manifest Monday. And we're going to be doing that on Mondays at 11 o'clock. So right before this show, we're going to have another show on Mondays.
It'll be fun.
Yes, it's going to be a blast. I'm going to have some really special guests that are going to come on with me. And it's just going to be a hoot. It'll be a lot of fun.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I've met more master manifestors since joining with Be Unique. They're just people all over the place that understand it. And I'll tell you one thing, too. I know how to manifest, and I've been doing it, and I didn't know it until I met you. And you told me, and you showed me, look, that right there. And it's like, oh, okay.
I didn't know I could do that. Look how powerful I am.
I thought it just was doing this or whatever, you know. But so anyway, just another reason I love Be Unique.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Speaking of Be Unique, I'm going to I got so busy this past week, I forgot to email Angie Williams and tell her that she won our prize. So I've got to get her address so I can send her prize to her.
Angie, if you're out there.
Yeah, I don't know if Angie Williams is listening, but I'd love to have her contact us. Anybody can contact us. We've got a lot of names in our drawing because we had that big show last week to our Thanksgiving special. We've got at least 16 names, and some of them are in there twice because they interacted more than once. I talked to my neighbor, Barb. She said she will come over one day to my house and do the show with me, which will be
a lot
of fun. That's going to be a special show.
That'll be awesome, yes. I have yet to meet her.
Yeah, but she's a delight. Yeah. Now, I'm going to run real quickly through our trivia because today's the day we give away the answer.
Okay.
The answer is on our website, beunique.org, under the radio shows, Take a Break with Jean and Mary. Just click, 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 and there are the question, the answer, and all the hints, which I think the hints are kind of cool because you learn stuff. So the question for this week was, in Greek mythology, who is the queen of the underworld? She is the goddess. Pardon me. This goddess is the daughter of Demeter, who was a human, and Zeus. She is a dual deity because she is presiding over the dead in Hades, but she's also the daughter of Demeter. So she is the goddess of fertility.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the third hint is the myth of her abduction by Hades was frequently used to explain the cycle of the seasons. Yesterday's hint, which we couldn't do because we were out busy making lasagna and memories with mm-hmm. grandchildren and family. But the hint was on our website, beunique.org. Then it is here. In some representations, she is holding a pomegranate, symbolizing her marriage to Hades and the underworld. And sometimes she is holding the horn of plenty or the cornucopia, which is very appropriate for Thanksgiving season, fall yep. harvest. Excuse me. That represents her role as a goddess of fertility. Now, this was today's hint. It's a big, big, long, expanded hint, kind of a bonus hint. The most famous myth about this goddess revolves around her abduction. Hades, the ruler of the underworld, decided that he wanted to marry Demeter's only daughter. Now, Demeter was Hades. So, you know, the Greek mythology was all about incestual relationships.
Sure.
One day, as this goddess was gathering flowers in the Nysian meadow with her maidens, she wandered a little bit and was attracted to the blooming of a very fragrant flower. Some people say it was a narcissus. Other people don't know for sure. But as soon as she picked the flower, the ground below her opened up, and Hades grabbed her in his four-horse golden chariot, and he just took her with him to the underworld. She
wow.
became his wife and the queen of the dead. Do you know her name?
Do I take a guess?
Take a guess.
I want to say, is it Persephone?
It is. It is.
Ooh. All right. Edith Hamilton would be proud of me.
Yeah. Was she about mythology?
Well, Edith Hamilton wrote the book that's kind of called the sort of like the Bible of Greek mythology.
Oh, okay.
You know, according to Edith, it's kind of like according to Julia, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I studied that a lot. It's amazing stuff. And you know what? When I studied it, I was under the impression it was all ancient history. But since I've spent my life studying humans, it actually turns out to be the story of us, too.
Yes,
kind of
yes. I think that's kind of the way it was meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our show is almost over, but I really don't want to quit yet.
Well,
because
we
touched on pet peeves at the beginning, and that is our topic.
Right.
And I found some interesting things that I want to share.
Okay.
I found some translations of what a pet peeve is in other languages, and just about six or seven. Like
yeah.
in Italian, it's pet irritare. But in Spanish, it's mascota molesta. Molesting means to annoy, basically. In French, it's bête noire. Albanian, it's nanar bedzi. And I just thought it was kind of cool to see how they are similar but not real. I mean, if you don't understand the language, it's nothing.
Right.
But you mentioned that.
But some of those were like similar language, but some of them sounded like they were actually different descriptions of the same thing.
Yes, because I think they are. I mean, just like we were talking before the show about the word peeve. I mean, everybody knows what a pet is. It's something you love. You know,
right.
You have a pet,
particular.
Cat, dog, chicken, ferret, bird. You know, if you have a pet, you love it. We talk about giving people pet names. Those are terms of endearment. So what is a pet peeve? A peeve is something that's annoying. And you find it especially annoying. And like you find careless drivers annoying.
Yeah.
A lot of people, I have like, I think 8 of the top pet peeves that people have admitted. Foot tappers.
Admitted to.
Right. People who tap their feet impatiently is one. People with obnoxious
right.
laughs. Well, you know what? Sometimes my laugh can be obnoxious. In fact, yesterday at lunch or dinner with my family, I don't even know what the comment was, but somebody said something that made me laugh, and I giggled. And they commented on my giggle. Well, that turned it into a belly laugh. And then the next thing you know, I'm trying to swallow. I had food in my mouth, so I'm trying to be polite and protect my family from spray, you know. And so my husband says, uh-oh, you've done it now. You've kicked over her giggle box. I have been known to giggle and laugh for 20 to 30 minutes. Nonstop, can barely catch my breath. It's a very harsh workout, let me tell you. I'm exhausted after that. But it happens. I start laughing and I cannot stop.
So now would it be a favor to you if we got the garden hose and hosed you off or just let you run your course?
Nobody's ever tried that.
Well, I just
because usually I'm laughing indoors. But you know, a bit of water to the face might do it. I don't know. I enjoy giggling. I enjoy laughing.
Yeah.
But every now
yeah,
and then,
yeah.
you know, you don't want to do it for half an hour nonstop. Especially if you got a full bladder.
Yeah, and a mouthful of food.
Yeah. That was the first time it ever happened when I had food in my mouth. My youngest son determined he discovered his superpower yesterday just
uh-huh.
through conversation, because people who are hiccuping uncontrollably, he can stop them very quickly.
Oh, nice.
And he said it's something just about anybody can do. If you know, like, okay, if you're hiccuping and I say, "Hey, Gene," and you just look at me, what? And
yeah.
I just say, what swims in the ocean? It takes your mind off your hiccups because you got to stop and think. Whales? Fish? Sharks? What? Squid? Eel? I don't know. But your hiccups go away. He's
yeah.
done that numerous times.
That's
and
awesome.
That's a pet peeve of mine. Uncontrollable hiccups.
Mm-hmm.
It's very annoying. And yawning. Oh, you know, who wants to be yawning all the time? But my husband and I joke about our pet peeves because he just kind of throws it around. He says, this is a pet peeve. That's a pet peeve. This is, and I'm like, you can't have that many pet peeves. I'm sorry. You have to have a limit.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, you got to plan ahead and have a limit, or how does it work?
Right.
That's funny.
But, you know, you've seen people who click their pen, click, 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 click.
Oh, yeah.
When they're
yeah.
They're thinking. That annoys a lot of people.
That's hard. You know, and it's kind of, and you say, hey, man, will you please stop doing that? But, you know, at the same time, it's like, well, it's helping them in some fashion
yeah.
probably. So you kind of got to, I don't know.
Well, you know what I find funny is, I have had a pet peeve that is no longer a pet peeve.
Really?
Because because I've changed my perspective.
Ah, okay.
It used to annoy me years ago. And this is such a simple, trivial thing. But my husband, Curtis, used to use the last of the toilet paper. And he'd happily change out the roll, no problem. But then he'd leave the empty toilet paper on the back of the toilet.
Just sitting there.
Just sitting. And the trash can is right there. So I talked about it so much that I finally trained him, I guess, or convinced him or persuaded him. I don't know what the word is. But eventually he got the hint, and he started putting the empty toilet paper rolls in the trash.
Yeah.
Well, since I've discovered, you know, since Be Unique came into my life, I've learned that those cardboard toilet paper rolls are easily compostable. So
uh-huh.
for a while, I'd throw them in my mulch bin, my compost bin. I also found out, in fact, our issue 18, which we'll be releasing in December, not
mm-hmm.
too many days away from now, there's a really cool article by Eco Nary, or Rena, who
mm-hmm.
she wrote about a way to recycle the container, the toilet paper rolls. And she had recently, not too long ago, written an article about a little village in Korea, very back to nature type. They're trying to be sustainable from whatever they can use. And there was a child who used empty toilet paper rolls to make animals. You know, like some people do stick animals or whatever. But she was creating little animals out of toilet paper rolls.
Yeah.
And so I've learned that there are a lot of ways I can send them to a teacher I know, and she can, her students use them to make various things. So it was interesting that now all of a sudden my need for him to throw the toilet paper roll in the trash, I now go through the trash and I pull them out because I'm recycling them or upcycling them. And recently he did a little twist back on me because I guess I have a habit of not closing the drawer in the kitchen. Only the top drawer. All the other drawers I closed properly. But for some reason, I'll leave about an inch gap in the top, the one with the flatware, silverware, whatever, spoons,
right,
knives,
right,
forks.
Right.
I leave it open. He was bumping himself on it.
Sure.
And he mentioned it to me. He said, "Hey, you know, I got a pet peeve." I'm like, "Another one?" He said, "Yeah, why don't you close the drawer all the way?" I'm like, I don't know. I just lazy, fast, in a hurry. I don't know. I'm moving on, you know.
Just a habit. I don't know what. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. So he said, "Well, I wish you would start closing him all the way because I keep bumping myself and it hurts." I said, I'll do better. I'll try really hard. Well, he said, "I've got an idea." Because I did it two or three more times after that. He said, "I've got an idea. I know what I'm going to do." He went to the bathroom and got all the empty toilet paper rolls out of the trash. And he went and stood them up inside the silverware drawer. And sure enough, as soon as I saw it, I got the message. And I make sure that drawer is closed.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good point.
You know, I think pet peeves are these annoyances because we don't communicate. I mean, I communicated to my husband for probably 15 years how much I disliked him just leaving the toilet paper roll lying around.
Right.
And he finally got the message. And then I changed my mind. But then, you know, he communicated to me in a way that I could understand. But, you know, I am really rambling here.
Well, we all learn differently, you know, and that's the thing about it. I was actually lucky enough to be a trainer at a bank for a while. So one of the things I learned is that there's like four, now five officially, but four really specific ways people learn. And so it was so effective to just teach a subject that I was teaching four different ways, and everybody got
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You know, and you know what? That's where I learned about coloring with colored pencils. And I'll tell you what, that's a pet peeve that my manager of training had with me. And I had to argue with her, and I was able to prove my point. But during this time when I was teaching something visually that I had taught auditorially, and this auditorial learner had already gotten it, instead of running their mouth to other person, they're coloring. And guess what? I'm teaching the other person while they're quietly coloring. And if I try to bring them into the class, they know right where we are every single time. If
That's
they're talking
cool.
and rambling and daydreaming because I didn't let them color, then they don't know the answer. They've been somewhere else during that 10-minute period that we've been working with the other students, you know. And it's just, it's amazing. And that kind of was a pet peeve that she had, and she wrote me about it. And after my time there, I kept numbers, and I showed her. And then I showed her in practice one time when she was observing me, and I changed her pet peeve. It was no longer. I think it became a training strategy.
That is a really cool story. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Plus, I love to color. Who doesn't like to color?
Yeah,
no,
outside the lines. Well, you know what we need to do now, Gene?
We make a pet peeve to get the show done on time.
Yeah, because this one has all gone almost 30 minutes. I think that's going to be our new pet peeve, is going beyond 15. But this was a special show, I thought.
It is.
It just kind
it
of.
Is.
But we need to draw a name for this week's winner.
Yeah.
We've got lots of names to choose from. And I want to know, who will it be? Who will it be?
Well, and of course,
Abracadabra.
Always having my recorder. I don't have it, so I can't play an anthem.
Well, that's a good anthem. Yeah. All right. Tell me when.
And when.
When now. Okay.
Now.
Oh, Juliana Ormond.
Yay, Juliana.
She called in last week and talked to us briefly on our special show. So
yes.
We're definitely going to do that again because in December, the Christmas falls on a Thursday. And I think we'll do like a holiday tradition show of the week before, the Friday before maybe, and have people call in. And I have a list of people, a long list of people who missed the last show and said, I want to know when you do this again.
Sure, sounds good.
So, and now we can give notice. Last time we didn't give anybody notice. We just did it.
Right. Well,
but we're down to 90 seconds, and I'm going, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play something that we usually play on our unscripted show because I think it's important.
Okay.
And I'll say, see y'all Monday.
See ya.
If you like the show tonight, let us know. Call 321.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to stop that for half a second because I want to remind anybody who's listening. Be Unique is having a gigantic fundraiser yard sale. And all you have to do is go to our website and find all the information, or go to social media and you'll find the information on there. But it's Saturday, which is tomorrow. Multi-families are donating stuff, and all the money from the sale of all this amazing stuff, toys, Christmas items, clothing, household goods, appliances, small appliances, maybe even some furniture if I can get it out from underneath all the other stuff. We're going to be selling and making some money for Be Unique this way. So I'm going to go back to this little commercial.
If you like the show tonight, let us know. Call 321-417-4309 or email mary@beunique.org to ask how you can sponsor the show. It's simple and doesn't have to cost much at all. Visit beunique.org for even more details. That's BUNEKE.org.